tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
You guys ready? You guys ready for this? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to Sons of Liberty, America. It's Thursday, February 2nd, 2012, and you have with you Mr. Bradley Dean.
Quicker,
and
quicker.
McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Faster, faster.
Oh,
that was a,
I did it!
That was a mouthful.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the Christians that the, I'm sorry, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, or the choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, for the sake of time, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go and check out my Facebook, please do, Bradley Dean, that's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1, on Twitter, BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, we're going to vent a little bit more today. That number, if you'd like to be a part of the show, is 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Did you hear that, Mitt Romney? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in
someone else's head.
Someone else's head.
Willard's head?
Willard's head. Listen to this, folks.
Media's head.
Real quick. Wow. Flip side of the coin. Over the last 2 days, we've been talking about what's going on during the debates, the games that have been going on. By the way, for those that didn't know, Santorum, through a Rasmussen poll, again, those polls, how valid they are, who knows, except the person taking the poll, and if he's being honest about it, then good for him. Rick Santorum, overall, is the only threat to Barack Hussein Obama thus far. We got some more stuff for you on Romney. That's not the topic of the show, but right before the show, our producer, Carrie, said, hey, check this out. So we want to lay it to your candor, and you can, again, decide as to what's going on here, folks. This is media smear. That's all this is media control pushing their candidate all the way across the boards. Just listen to me again. It's media smear. It's not true what you're hearing through the state-run media. As I said 2 days ago, everything that you're getting through the press right now, what is it? It's all pro-Romney. Folks, this guy doesn't know which side of the coin that he's on. He's a chameleon. If I was just watching his video right before the show here, and I said to the guys, I said, the guy's trying to find himself, and he doesn't know who he is.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting, as I said again, he said that, you know what, he said that Rick Santorum and Gingrich are all established individuals. Now he's talking about his dad being the governor, his mom running for Senate, and him being the governor. Yeah. Well, what are you a part of then, you stinking goof?
Always been close.
I mean, come on, let's think about this, folks. Mitt Romney is nothing but a show pony for the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Rest assured. Remember what they do. They condemn in the South, and they, what do they do? They promote in the North. This is what they always do. Promote in one area and condemn in another one. Who's winning the war? They are, by creating the revolution that they want to bring forth. Mm-hmm. How do they push the lie? They use the media. That's what they do, the state-run
media.
That's
all they got.
That's all they have. And again, folks, it's not always what they say, but for the most part, it's what they don't say. But I'm going to give you one segment real quick. This is a brand-new one for you, Mitt Romney, brainless individuals out there that have not quite figured out. He doesn't know what side of the coin he's on. And he's talking about leadership. What's that?
Do you want gay marriage or abortion?
Let's do either one. Let's do abortion first because he's talking about how he's a pro-lifer. Mm-hmm. Here's Mitt Romney for you, folks.
So when asked, will I preserve and protect a woman's right to choose, I make an unequivocal answer, yes.
No, I'm saying I changed my mind, and you can look at my record as governor, and you can see in my record as governor that I have consistently been pro-life. I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law.
I will be a pro-life president. I'll appoint.
So when I ran for office, I was effectively pro-choice. I didn't call myself pro-choice, but I said I...
Just like I've been a pro-life governor.
I believe, based on what I read, that the world is getting warmer.
And
number two,
warming.
I believe that humans contribute to that.
So the idea of America spending massive amounts, trillions of dollars to somehow stop global warming is not a great idea.
That's why I think it's
bad idea, good idea.
To reduce our emissions of pollutants and greenhouse gases that may well be significant contributors to the climate change and the global warming that you're seeing.
You're only allowed a certain number of flips before people begin to doubt your character. And I think Romney exhausted his quota some time back.
At the time, by the way, I crafted the plan. In the last campaign, I was asked, is this something that you would have the whole nation do? And I said, no, this is something that was crafted for Massachusetts. It would be wrong to adopt this as a nation.
I was able to put in place a plan that helped get health insurance premiums down and gets all of our citizens insured. If we can do that nationally, we help not only Michigan and the auto industry, but the entire nation.
Now, what's interesting here, folks, is real quick, first of all, he says he's a pro-lifer, but in fact, his family supports through charitable contributions to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mitt Romney, Willard Romney. Also keep in mind, folks, what he's doing publicly is he doesn't care what the people think about him. He's just appealing to special interest groups that will finance his presidential candidacy and promote his campaign. That's all he's doing. Okay, because he knows the media is already going to jump on board with him and then basically snuff out anybody else that, or they just won't talk about him, such as Santorum, such as Ron Paul, such as Gingrich, and we see how Gingrich has flipped as well.
Yeah.
But another interesting point is he brings up global warming. Now, a question for you folks is, what did we do 6,000 years before he got here? We were just fine, right? So if the earth is sustained, and how quick people forget that this is the same Mitt Romney that supposedly won in Florida. And as I told you yesterday, guess what they're looking into in Florida now, folks? They're beginning to look at what took place during those polls in Florida because they believe there's fraud.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
George Washington rightly said, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments, said George Washington, the father of this nation.
And speaking of unnecessary burdens, there was a story told in the Civil War of a man who wanted to save face. He wanted to win both sides of the aisle. And there was obviously a contention in our country at that particular time. The reasons, it's a different topic. He decided, what I will do when I go out to the battlefield, in order to play it safe so that I don't get myself killed, because I don't want to get killed. I want to be friends with both sides. I'm going to put on a Union top, and I'm going to put on rebel pants and walk out to the battlefield. That way the rebels will say, hey, he's with us. And the Union will say, hey, he's with us. Look, he's got a coat on. So the man did that and walked out on the battlefield. And when he walked out on the battlefield, his Union top was filled with rebel bullets, and his rebel pants were filled with Union bullets. He was shot from both sides. You can never win both sides. You have to be principled. And just like we heard with the guy talking to Mitt Romney in the last segment, he said a person can only flip-flop so many times before his character is judged. Yeah. And I'm thinking of what Thomas Jefferson said, because it's obvious that Romney, even when he's watching the debates, he gives his answer. You know, nobody applauds. Then somebody else gives an answer. They get an applause. And he says, oh, Mr. Judge, I want to say that I agree with what he just said. He's constantly going to the other side, wherever he can get his attention.
Yeah. Jefferson, he doesn't know who he is, Jay.
He has no idea.
No, he doesn't. And he's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Because that means he can be led by whoever's going to be the strongest. And that's
and
not
you
what
see
we
him
need.
Do this right in front of your eyes,
I mean,
folks.
Imagine Washington or any president saying to a foreign nation, well, they seem a little bit stronger than us right now, so I'm going to alienate my own country, who I swore an oath to protect. That's what you get in a leader. You need somebody in strength, especially in the executive position. Whenever a man has cast a longing eye on them, speaking to public offices, Jefferson said, a rottenness begins in his conduct. He begins to compromise wherever it's at. And we've played clips. We're going to play some more today. This guy is on both sides of the coin, and he would like to be able to wear the Union top and the rebel pants in every situation.
And he's going to get shot from both sides.
And he
but
does.
What's interesting, by the way, it's coin, not corn.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Coin.
I hate corn. Willard is a corny name.
Thank you.
There's a high
got
five.
Me up.
Yeah, there you go. It's interesting, though. Willard, who is he putting in the preferred seating? Who is he treating as the elite in his life? his supporters, or you, the citizens of the United States of America. He forgets that he is governing by the consent of the governed.
That's right.
See? Not by special interests, folks. And what he does is he gets out there publicly, he appeases special interests, and then he goes to these secret town hall meetings where he hopes it's not going to be public, and then he says something completely different.
That's right.
Folks, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord.
That's right.
It's that simple. Mm-hmm. He is double-minded, and he has his eye cast on the office.
Yes, he does. And when that happens, Jefferson said, a rottenness begins in his conduct. Because now he's willing to compromise. Whatever it takes, just get me into this seat. And that's where I appreciate men, statesmen and stateswomen, they don't always win, and I'm talking about elections, because they never go for the popular majority. They go for the principle. But you see in their lives, whether they're in office or not, they stick to the principle, and eventually God vindicates that man, because God always vindicates truth, never the opposite.
Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all season, and it shall be that every great matter that they shall bring, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. The guy has no sense of judgment.
Yep. What is
within himself? How does he conduct his private life? That's because right. Who he is in secret is who he really is, folks.
That's right.
I mean, this is some messed up stuff here. Let's go to the topic with Willard Romney on gay marriage. Now, it's interesting. Huffington Post kicked out a piece yesterday. I thought it was rather interesting. It was a pink slip, and it was paid for by the Mitt Romney campaign. It comes up. The question is proposed to him, and then guess what he does? He denies it, says, I don't know where these came from. No, wait a second. What were you doing in Massachusetts, sir? Let him tell you.
When you say, if you don't mind me saying, when you say I'm in favor of gay rights, you're not. You're in favor of some.
But what happened was that the gay community changed their perspective as to what they wanted. When I ran for governor, one of the big issues was marriage, gay marriage. My opponent said she'd sign a bill in favor of gay marriage. I said I would not, that I oppose same-sex marriage. At the same time, I would advance the efforts not to discriminate against people who are gay. But marriage. And,
what is the gay right that you're in favor of?
Well, equal rights in employment, equal rights in... for instance, as the governor, I had members of my team that were gay. I appointed a couple of judges who apparently I find out were gay. Look, I didn't ask people their sexual orientation.
Does your faith mean that you view homosexuality as a sin?
I separate quite distinctly matters of personal faith from the leadership that one has in a political sense.
What a hypocrite.
Absolutely.
Can you do that, he said?
You don't begin to apply the doctrines
of a
religion.
Stop for a second right there. Listen to that.
This heathen says.
First of all, he said he doesn't want to discriminate against gays. Okay, cool. I get that. But what about the gays discriminating against those that are heterosexuals?
Yeah.
How about that, right? We've talked about this in the past. You forfeit your rights when you break the law. Folks, do your homework. Find out what the laws of the land are concerning homosexuality. End of story. Next topic. He lives a public life different than what he does in his walk with God?
That's what I heard him say.
That's exactly what he said.
They're separate lives.
And then what did the heathen anchor say? How do you do that?
Is that
possible?
You can
do that? Yeah. He asked the question. Yeah. How do you do that? The heathen knows you can't do that.
Of course.
Now listen to what Romney says. He talks about how that's the church's job. In other words, I'm not obedient to God. Catch him here, folks. And we'll come back right after this. Go ahead and play that out.
Absolutely. You don't begin to apply the doctrines of a religion to responsibility for guiding a nation or for guiding a state.
But what
about you have got to be. Did you hear what he said, Jake?
And I'm this Huffington Post guy is like,
who gives law? And then what is your purpose in government, Romney?
And where do our rights come from? Oh gosh, I don't know.
The king makes. The law makes the king.
Oh, it's a different god. It's a different god.
No, this is ridiculous.
This is insane, is what it is.
But he told the truth. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth.
Yeah, that's the
because he says, I don't know how to rule, or no, do I know the reference of my rulership if I'm put into a place of.
That's right.
Authority.
That's been the mercy of God in this whole thing, is this guy is so foolish in the way he just spits it all out and says, here's all my errors. You want to look at him.
No offense, bro, but he sounds like a broken record. Someone want to hit him on the side so it plays on?
Yeah.
What the heck is that? Dude, it's everything he says.
Somebody quick, tell me what I'm supposed to answer.
You know, I used to know a kid in school, and I kid you negative, whenever he would lie, this is the grace of God on this kid's
that's
life.
That's right, it is.
Whenever he would lie, he would stutter like crazy. If that's the case with Willard Romney, this man's a straight liar.
Rottenness.
Wow. Folks, we're gonna drag this out through the hour. We're all frustrated. I would love to hear what your thoughts are. I don't want any behind the scenes calls. I want you to call and I want you to weigh in on the subject. Are you frustrated as to what's going on? I don't want you going off topic. I want you to talk about what's going on with the candidates that are in front of your face right now and what are your thoughts. Let 53 countries hear what you have to say. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. And I want to go ahead and play a little bit more of that before we take a quick break here.
And are forgotten a state.
But what is the Mormon position on homosexuality being a sin?
You know, that's something that you can take up with the church. I'm not a
guys, are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm not a spokesman for my church.
What are you then?
What is a Christian? A spokesman for God, Mitch.
That's right.
Do you not have that figured out? You are so compartmentalized. You're so used to trying to play the double-faced, the two-faced individual that you don't know how to tell the truth because you don't know who's asking for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The American people are. Yeah. They don't want your double-mindedness, Mitch.
That's right.
And if people, you would take a look at what's going on in your country. This is the supposed forerunner that the media is already putting in place as the one that's going to debate Barack Obama. Are you kidding me?
Brock's just waiting.
Guys, we just started the debates. There's 46 states left. And there's people that are falling for the line that, you know, it's all over. Mitch the man. This is straight foolishness. This is deception at its finest. And it's the easiest thing in the world to detect.
You know,
how many lies does one need to tell before he's found out to be a liar, folks, and you say, no, that's enough. Give me a break.
If I was Barack Obama, I would be drooling right now saying, yes, give me Mitt.
That's what they are saying.
Give me Mitt. Bring Mitt.
But here you all have all of your conservatives that are in place are just saying, oh, you know, Mitt's the man. If nobody can do it, Mitt and Willard can.
Willard's our champion.
Tyrone Edwards said, compromise is but the sacrifice of one right or good in the hope of retaining another, too often ending in the loss of both.
That's right.
You can't play both sides of the fence, folks. It's called holding the truth and unrighteousness. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977. Give us a call and weigh in. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I'm going to give you one more shout out here. 1-877-807-9977. Join Bradley Dean in the hour of frustration. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, I want you again to listen to Mitt Romney, Willard Romney, try to save face while he loses face concerning his faith. And I want to say one more thing to that before Kerry plays this. What Mitt is saying is, I disconnect from God when I serve the people in government. Folks, let me tell you something. That is literally impossible to do. Go ahead and play him.
Does your faith mean that you view homosexuality as a sin?
I separate quite distinctly matters of personal faith from the leadership that one has in a political sense.
Can you do that?
Absolutely.
You
don't begin to apply the doctrines of a religion to responsibility for guiding a nation or for guiding a state.
But what is the Mormon position on homosexuality being a sin?
You know, that's something that you can take up with the church. I'm not a spokesman for my church.
But don't you know?
I'm not a spokesman for my church. And one thing I'm not
he doesn't know.
Running for president.
He doesn't want to know.
For my church or apply a religious test which simply is forbidden by the Constitution. I'm not going there.
Now, what's interesting about that was CNN, folks. And the news anchor is still asking him, come on. Hey, Mitt, we're behind you, man. We're pushing you forward. Even though we told everybody publicly Rick Santorum won the day. Mm-hmm. But, Mitt, come on, man. Just answer the question. You're confusing us. How are we supporting you when you yourself don't even know, sir? Wow. Well, if he's not faithful to God, how is he going to remain faithful to you?
You know, this religious test thing. Oh, I can't give a religious test. That's true. You can't give a religious test to serve an office. What does that have to do with the application of conduct?
But Jesus said you did. By the fruits you shall know them.
Conduct. Conduct we're talking about here. A religion doesn't have to say or not say that homosexuality is immoral or that it is a sin. It is conduct that is contrary to even the laws of nature. Listen, somebody doesn't say because President Barack Obama, the food stamp president, wants to give food stamps to poor people to feed those that are starving. Christian doctrine says to do the same thing. But nobody comes up to Brock and says, oh, you're being religious by feeding those that are hungry. This is a contradiction. It's not an issue of religious test. It's an issue of conduct. When one breaks the conduct, no matter if religion agrees or disagrees, there's a penalty for it.
Can I still say this?
Be willing to stand up for
that. Can I break it down even further than that? Common sense.
Of course.
Common sense. Sin, by the way, is the transgression or the breaking of God's law. 1 John 3:4, if you wanted to know what he was talking about. Now, Robert Louis Stevenson said this, compromise is the best and cheapest lawyer. But let me tell you what, it's not going to work on Judgment Day, folks. Someone might want to talk to Willard, and hopefully he's listening today. We got Nicole joining the Frustration Hour with Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, thank you for having me and taking my call. I just did want to call in and voice my opinion of frustration as well. And personally, I'm really trying to figure out who in the world is supporting Mitt Romney, because most of the people that I talk to see right through him. I mean, all he does is talk out of both sides of his mouth, and if he can't stand on an issue, how in the world is he going to lead a country?
That's exactly the point. That's what everybody's saying, including those that even like Mitt Romney. They know he's just an establishment thug. They know that he is what he is, that he doesn't stand for anything, that he's not going to be a good leader. What a lot of people do is they go all the way down in their frustration. Instead of doing what you and I will do, Nicole or Bradley, we go out and we get resolve and we get answers. In their frustration, they sink back in their couch and say, oh, well, he's the only one that people are handing to us now. No, no, no. It's such a few amount of people that prop this guy up. Money can't even prop him up. You heard his interview. This guy doesn't stand anywhere. He's all over the floor.
He's been campaigning for 4 years, guys.
And he hasn't moved in the polls, neither. With all the money spent, you would think this guy would be on the top of the line.
I want to say this. Nicole, my frustration is this. The man's a liar. This isn't a personal vendetta. We're talking about someone that's being propped up as a liar, and I can see this guy a mile away. The guy worked with Barney Frank, who's about one of the most corrupt senators known in the history of our country. He worked with him hand in glove. He was in line with Barney Frank as well, as far as the things that they were pushing in the state of Massachusetts. He said, I'll do it here, but I won't do it to a nation. Who are you kidding? One more thing. How do you like somebody, for all those that do like Mitt Romney, Willard Romney, how do you like someone when he doesn't even know who he is? I mean, he's a shepherd without a sheep, and he ignores the shepherd. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to.
I think it proves that people are willing to be told what to do. Because these people even know. These people I don't even think really like
Mitt
Romney.
No, I think they're just being entertained to death, and he's
willing,
you know, he's an okay guy. I mean, he's got he's a pretty good-looking guy. We know that that works for candidates. Bill Clinton it worked for, by the way.
Except for when he smiles.
And no, and let's go back to Willard for a minute. I mean, just because his eyebrows, they look like two brushes on the on his head. I mean, they look like they uprooted them from the ground and threw them up on his face. Now, someone can say, Bradley, that's really mean and immature. Yes, I agree. But look at to the degree of maturity that we're dealing with here. Seriously, that's what agitates me.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Nicole, hang on a second. Heather's going to pick you up in the back there. We got a present for you. Thank you for your call. We got Bobby in Arkansas. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And the first question I have with you, Bobby, is, what do you think of Mitt Romney's eyebrows? I mean, hey, listen, everybody went after Ron Paul.
That's true.
Remember
they did.
That? Oh! Yeah.
There's a small little newspaper on the East Coast.
Now, isn't it interesting? Now, what happens here is everybody's saying, Bradley, I just can't even believe you went there. No, wait a second. The main state-run media went there after Ron Paul, didn't they?
This campaign is all about eyebrows.
It's
folks.
A game to these people, and we shouldn't even take them serious. That's my point. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How about a hoorah?
It's something when it seems like we're having a Ken Doll Obama lookalike pushed in our face by the media. Somebody that, you know, like that statement earlier, disconnects from God.
Yep.
That ought to be a red flag for the country right
sure
there.
Should. If you can't be faithful to your God who sees all things, how in the world will you be faithful to man who sees barely anything?
Yeah, you can't.
That's right.
Utterly impossible. Is that it, Bobby?
Yeah, I guess that's it for me.
Okay,
you know,
thank you.
We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Heather, pick him up real quick. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Now, let me go back up to that really quick. And let me go back up to that. Compromise, an agreement between two men, do what both agree is wrong.
Yeah, an agreement between two men to do what both agree is wrong.
That's right.
They're going to do it.
They're wronging you.
Isn't that something?
They're wronging
you. That's the Hegelian dialectic. As long as you can put a little delusion in the truth, yeah, you have just lied. Just
Jake,
period.
But here's the point. Here's the point, folks. Hey.
Kendall.
He won two states. Forget about Gingrich and forget about Santorum and forget about the stats on Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And we know there's 46 states to go. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
Just play stupid for them.
Forget about it.
No, completely forget about what's going on out there, folks. Just they know better than you do.
That reminds me of a guy who lost a lot of battles in a war early on in the war. Matter of fact, I think he lost more battles than he actually won, but he didn't give up, and in the end, he became the victorious one. That man goes by the name of George Washington.
Yes.
An impossible situation.
A godly man. Indeed. Yes.
Just throwing the towel.
You know, and I thought about this, too. In your analysis of the Ken doll thing, Bobby, I thought that was a really great example. That is exactly. See, now this shows how stupid mainstream media thinks that you are, and this is your opportunity now to show I'm not that stupid.
Yes.
We're not going to exchange a white Barack Obama socialist crazy man for a black Obama socialist crazy man.
So
and we're not
going to
do the switch back again. There's no difference. If you look at what's happening right now in this campaign and the way that they push the candidates, is they're trying to create just one party.
That's right.
Where they both look the same, smell the same.
That's right.
And so they need
Good
to
point.
Pick their guy from each party. So no matter who you vote for, they win both times.
Yeah.
But America doesn't tolerate that. I mean, I don't talk to anybody that does.
Okay, so you mean like when you're saying put light for darkness and darkness for
light?
Yeah. Like, for example, over the last 10 years, we've been told by the state-run media that we have a Muslim
terrorist
problem in our country. Now today they're making commercials that it's the white man. Oh, wait a second. Are they turning this on anybody that would oppose their government?
Wow.
Here, Constitution of the United States, the preface. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. The very first prerequisite, folks. Establish justice. Let me go back to my original statement by George Washington, and I'll come right back to this. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments and the media's garbage.
That's right.
Let me go on. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. Maybe someone ought to talk to these guys that are running for the presidential seat.
Mm-hmm.
The Oval Office.
Quiz them.
Maybe somebody ought to tell them that people don't follow titles. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone ought to tell them that people follow courage.
Yep.
Maybe that's what the American people are looking for, is courage to follow.
You know, to even look out for their own interests, men can be forced. You said follow. We're talking about compelling. And ultimately, that's the religion of Jesus Christ. It's compelling by love through redemption. Men will be compelled, when you stand for truth, to follow. When you get clowns like the Mitt Romneys or the Barack Obamas or the George Bushes in leadership, they have to force. There comes a point in time, just like there did with Charles Stewart, where force stops working. That stick don't work anymore. And the people turn and say,
King of England,
hold
folks.
On a second. We're going to end your reign. That's a danger for leaders to have to look out for, too. You can't prod the people to a certain point.
That's a really good point. This is a rabbit trail, folks. Talking about Eric Holder today, he's getting into it deeper and deeper.
They're not letting him go.
Right?
Praise God.
Because he comes in with his pride
and
his arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
He says no to Congress, which is our voice, folks. He says no to them. He comes in every time and he's getting in more trouble. It's the same thing with Charles Stewart, the king, back in the day of Cromwell in the 1600s, who said he wouldn't answer to anybody until they pronounced judgment. And then all of a sudden he wanted to talk, folks. Courage, not compromise, brings the smile of God's approval. Thomas Monson. We'll be right back after this break. One more call out, 1-877-807-9977. This is the hour of Bradley Dean's frustration, and thank you for joining us.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You know, it's interesting. People, I was told one time, I went to a CNP meeting out in Washington, D.C., and I remember an individual said that these people, if Jesus was in a room, which they all claim to be Christians anyways, conservatives for the most part do, right? And 68% of the population does.
But they don't bring their religion into their politics.
Yeah. Of course, we're being facetious. That's baloney, folks. The point is that if Ronald Reagan was in the room, these people talk about Ronald Reagan. Let me tell you something. That is a smack in the face of your God, folks. When you hear conservatives all day, Reagan conservatives, you know what? A guy said this one time at CNP to me, or actually to Jake, and Jake, you conveyed it over to us, that if Reagan was in a room and Jesus Christ was in a room, they would cling to Reagan rather than Christ. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's more like them than Christ is.
Yeah.
You know, Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, was right when he said, I'm not an aristocrat and I'm not a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat.
Yeah.
And in saying all that, that's exactly where we should be. We shouldn't get divided over parties because I'll tell you what, then you are doing the same thing that you're complaining about.
That's right.
We have one constitution. Mm-hmm. Don't ever let that fall to the ground, folks. You have one constitution. Let it sink deep into your ears. Compromise used to mean that half a loaf was better than no bread. Among modern statesmen, it really seems to mean that half a loaf is better than a whole loaf. Isn't that crazy? Throw that other one up, Heather. That one's great. Check this one out, folks. Talking about Willard Romney and his compromise. And you can take this all the way across the board.
Yes, you can.
You definitely really can.
Too.
And you should judge a man by what he does in private and what he does in public.
That's right.
Compromise makes a good umbrella. This is great. Compromise makes a good umbrella, but a poor roof. It is temporarily expedient, profitable, often wise in party politics, almost sure to be unwise in statesmanship. Making the distinction, statesmen work for the people. Politicians work for special interest, and that should not be tolerated through the American people whatsoever.
Well, and that's part of the reason that you have with statesmanship. The people that were statesmen were supposed to represent the state, the people in the state, because we had federalism at one point. That's where that term came from. A lot of people don't know that. But it was as a statesman, you represent your state, your people. And now as politicians, you represent a big bureaucracy called the federal government.
And
so
everybody knows
compromise
it.
Out.
Everybody
it,
knows it.
And it dilutes it, and it doesn't keep anything different. We have differences. We're a confederated union is what we are as a nation. Different people, different viewpoints. We don't compromise, but that's what happens when you turn into a big melting pot. You turn into a melting pot, and now you need a leader to lead you. But I want to say this. Religion and politics. When Romney says that I don't bring my religion into my politics, actually he's wrong. He is. He's bringing his religion
right.
of idolatry.
Yep.
Because no matter what, you're going to serve somebody. You remember the old Dylan song, after he became a Christian, he said, well, it might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody.
Yeah.
You do. By not serving, you're really serving.
That's exactly right. And you know what's interesting about that? He's really telling on himself that he
yes.
will not serve God.
That's exactly right. And just like you said before, with the religion of Reaganism. And we've talked to Michael Reagan a number of times.
We've had him on the radio program.
He wouldn't have wanted Ronald Reagan to have Ronald Reagan, his father, wouldn't have wanted people to follow him. As a matter of fact, in most of the things that Ronald Reagan talked about in his personal time and with his family, it was about Christ, and his idea of being a leader was to lead as Christ led. Now, we can pick apart his record, but the fact is that people, these people that you're following, don't want you following them. They want you to follow the God of heaven, who is, if by the way, in order to ensure justice to the people in the beginning of the Constitution.
Yep.
Why did they do this? Why did they ordain this Constitution? For justice. Well, in order to have justice, you have to know what the law is. In order to know what the law is, you have to know the one that gave the law.
That's right. In order to form a more perfect, here's the word, union. You establish judgment. That's the first prerequisite.
Yep.
Listen to this. From the beginning of our history, the country has been afflicted with compromise. It is by compromise that human rights have been abandoned.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you take a fixed standard. I mean, this is what always
Charles
happens.
Sumner.
And this is the thesis, antithesis, and then you have a synthesis. This is the Hegelian dialectic. This is sin, period. Because Adam and Eve, if you go way back to the garden, they were walking in right communion with God, right? They were. They were God's creation.
Yep.
Then the devil comes
in. They did the wrong. They chose
to
do the wrong. Then they hid themselves.
That's right.
And then they began to compromise. And then they began to blame each other.
Yep.
Hello.
And then they keep going from bad to worse because they allowed that little bit of compromise in the front end, thinking it was going to be okay. Well, I'm going to love God and eat this apple. It'll be cool.
This is another interesting point about Willard Romney. Now, let's go to gun control.
Oh, yes.
I
protection of our rights.
He's probably out hunting somewhere with all of his NRA buddies, right?
Oh, that's right.
We might want to go back and look at his record there, too, folks. Mm-hmm. Not good. Same side of the coin as Obama. Go ahead and play Mr. Mitt Romney on gun control, and control it is.
In Massachusetts, I support them. I won't chip away at them. I believe they help protect us and provide for our safety.
I've been pro-gun and continue to be pro-gun.
I don't line up 100% with the NRA. I don't see eye to eye with the NRA in every issue.
But it didn't take me very long to understand that there are millions and millions of people who care very deeply about their constitutional right to bear arms.
As governor, you signed into law one of the toughest restrictions on assault weapons in the country.
And steeply increased fees on gun owners in that state, in fact, by 400%.
My view is that we have the Second Amendment right to bear arms. And in this country, my view is also that we should not add new legislation.
My position is we should check on the backgrounds of people who are trying to purchase guns. We also should keep weapons of unusual lethality from being on the street.
I do not believe in new laws restricting gun ownership and gun use.
Self ban that expired here because Congress didn't act on it, you would support?
Just as the president said, he would have signed that bill if it came to his desk, and so would have I.
That's not quite consistent to say you're for Brady and so-called assault gun ban, but support of the Second Amendment, because we see that that's really a denial of the Second Amendment.
That's right.
Governor, I would like to know your stand on the Second Amendment.
I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Mitt Romney called himself a lifelong hunter.
when it was later revealed that, in fact, he's only been hunting twice. He said he meant varmints and rodents. But any sportsman will tell you that ain't hunting.
Woo!
That's pest control.
Then he said, I have a gun of my own. And, in fact, he does not have a gun of his own. All that led this column today in the Boston Globe by Joan Vannacci. She wrote, leave it to Mitt Romney to shoot himself in the foot with a gun he doesn't own.
That's right.
You teased mightily a few years ago for saying you hunted varmints. I just wonder if you've gone hunting since 07.
I'm not going to describe all of my great exploits, I went moose hunting, actually. Not moose hunting, I'm sorry. Elk hunting.
You're only allowed a certain number of flips before people begin to doubt
That's right.
Character. And I think Romney exhausted his quota some time back.
Incredible. Folks, George Washington said that the Second Amendment is the people's liberty teeth.
Yeah.
No free people will ever be disbarred, said our founders. Never. But yet we're allowing the Supreme Court and politicians like this to debate away our freedoms to protect ourselves, our homes, our wives, and our families. You've got to be kidding. That's the only thing standing between you and tyranny,
That's
folks.
Right, because we've forgotten the purpose of the Second Amendment. Why did we have it? So we could go hunting, and so the kids in the ghetto could pretend they're gangsters and kill each other. That's not the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is exactly what you said. It was to have a people armed to be able to protect themselves against a government that would usurp its rights, and against criminals, and Jefferson said the two can be one and the same if the government isn't shackled with the chains of the Constitution. Hence our Second Amendment. It's an issue of protection of ourselves and our civil liberties.
Oh, and how a corrupt government would love to see you disarmed. And by the way, that's what Fast and Furious is all about, is trying to shut down gun shows in Arizona by blaming them, when in fact it was your government that was actually contriving the offense by giving drug lords guns to assault our own people and even killing some of our border control.
And those same people don't want you to have a Second Amendment, though. But
that's
they're willing
right.
to legislate to give criminals guns to catch bad guys? Wait a minute!
Isn't it interesting, they have Secret Service armed around them?
Armed? Mm-hmm. To protect
it's
them.
Like Rosie O'Donnell saying, hey, listen, you know what? Anybody that owns a gun after Columbine should go to jail.
Yeah.
You know what? I see it on the back of a van one day. It says, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat.
Spoon ban?
Spoon ban.
But guns protect lives. Spoons don't
forced
protect
weight
lives.
Loss program. Call
hey, wait
in
a minute.
Now.
Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
I think there is something now. As a matter of fact, I think there's a czar in the White House right now trying to make us eat healthy.
Really?
And force us by government force.
No, I'm sorry. It's not
control
a czar.
Control our diet?
Jake, it's his wife.
Oh. I thought it was a czar.
Oh, yeah. Just keep that hind end down on the seat, though, so nobody sees it, because they know you've been eating hot fudge sundaes.
The hot fudge czar.
Root beer floats.
Root beer floats
czar.
Oh, czar.
Yeah.
Put some apples
statesman
in it.
Said this. He said, if my house was on fire, I can't compromise about which part of the house I'm going to save. You save the whole house, or it will all burn down. We will either save this country, America, or we will not save this country. It's up to you. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean, or follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Talk to you tomorrow.
Tree and the strong old tree, and we are the sons.